Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our final guest is a legal analyst at our sister station, 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. He's also a partner at Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young. Brad Young joins us. Brad, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe.
We saw the Trump trial in New York really get started this week with the jury process. Brad, how did you think that? How did that play out in your eyes?
First and foremost, it played out far more quickly than what we had imagined. And that is that at least most analysts, including myself, thought this would take at least 2 weeks. They got it done in one. So when you look at the jury pool that got brought in, the vast majority of the jury pool was self-described, liberal, self-described, saying that they could not reach a decision. So those individuals reach a fair and impartial decision, rather. So most of those individuals were excluded immediately. That's called being struck for cause, and so they weren't even considered. During the voir dire, that's the part of the proceeding where potential jurors are questioned. Many of them just simply said, listen, I can't do this. I cannot be impartial. So those folks were stricken. So that process went far more quickly. That was my first takeaway. Second takeaway, generally speaking, attorneys they have to be able to serve on juries like anybody else. Myself, I was called for jury duty in March. I didn't get picked. I'm going to come up again in August. So that's a process, though, that when attorneys are on jury panels, typically they're rare because most parties, regardless whether it's civil or criminal, don't want attorneys on a jury because attorneys can look at and say, well, this is what they're not telling us. They can deduce what evidence is not being admitted. And generally speaking, we don't want juries to do that. We only want juries to consider the evidence that's presented. I'm giving you that long speech here, Joe, because in this case, there are two attorneys that are on the 12-member panel. There are 7 men, 5 women, 6 alternates, but at least 2 of them are attorneys. And so that really throws a wrinkle into this because those attorneys are going to understand the process more than the average bear. And so that gives the opportunity, because this is a case built on emotion. And if you have at least 2 attorneys on there, presumably they're going to be able to filter through the emotional pull, because this trial is all about emotion. It's all about salaciousness. And when you have somebody on the jury panel that can look through that, that could really make a difference in what this jury ultimately decides.
Now, Brad, you know, that the jury, as you said, they had a lot of questions they had to answer. A lot of people were honest and said, you know, I cannot put my bias aside. But, you know, I think back, and I don't know if this we've talked about this. My law is, you know, Boston Legal and Colombo. So, but I remember John Cusack in Runaway Jury. And, you know, I mean, he made up his answers to get on the jury. Do they run background checks? Do they look at social media? Do they do anything more extensive for the 12 that were picked on the jury?
Well, this trial, more than any other trial in recent history, because of the proliferation of social media, Joe, this could really be called the social media jury selection, because the names of all the people who were impaneled were given to the parties ahead of time. I've picked juries before, and we've had that information, but the speed upon which you can search social media now is so much different than what you could do before. So I promise you, every single one of these people on the jury have been searched very thoroughly by both the prosecution and the defense. And if there was anything on there that would have made that jury member appear to be predisposed one way or the other, that would have been brought out during voir dire. That would have been brought out during the selection process. Because remember, attorneys, there's two ways to exclude someone from a jury. Number one, by far the most popular, is to get the judge to say, this juror number 72, needs to be excluded for cause. Because there's no limit to those. It could be hundreds or thousands can be eliminated for cause. But when someone cannot be eliminated for cause, then the attorneys only have a certain number of jurors that they can strike that call peremptory challenges. They say, well, I don't have to give you a reason. I just want juror number 14 to be stricken. And those are very limited. So when you're playing this game, you want to be able to show as many as possible to be stricken for cause, so you reserve your peremptory challenges because there are very few. So all of the people who are on the jury right now, all 12, and the six alternates, none of them would have had anything on their social media profile that would have allowed them to be stricken for cause. Otherwise, they would have been stricken for cause.
Interesting, interesting. All right, Brad, so now we get to the actual trial, opening statements on Monday. What to expect from this trial that we've done a lot of previewing of? Now the wheels are in motion. What should we expect starting Monday?
Well, first thing we can expect is this. There will not be cameras in the courtroom. Personally, as a practicing attorney, I'm in favor of that. I don't like cameras in the courtroom. I've dealt with cameras in the courtroom before. I didn't like it. I think it impacts how witnesses testify. It impacts how attorneys present their cases because they're playing to the public, not to the jury. And it taints the entire process. Now,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Having said that, obviously this is one of the biggest trials that we have going on right now in the mind of the public. So you can expect to see a lot of emotional impact one way or the other. They're going to be playing to the emotions of the jury members, whether it's, look, Trump did all of this to hide his salacious affair with Stormy Daniels. We're also going to have Karen McDougal that's going to be testifying to bolster that concept. You're going to see the Access Hollywood video that's going to be playing either in opening statements or as evidence throughout the trial. So you're going to hear a lot of this discussed in opening arguments. They're going to play to that emotional level. But at the end of the day, I'm really not so much concerned about the verdict. I'm concerned about what happens on appeal, because the legal procedures that brought this case to trial are so untested that the Court of Appeals are going to have a field day picking this case apart. I'm not saying it cannot stand on appeal, but what I'm suggesting is, to me, that will be the most interesting about whether you can, in essence, resurrect a case. This is a zombie statute because the statute limitations had already expired with regard to the federal elections alleged crime. Can that be resurrected under New York state law under a bootstrapping procedure? Never been tried, never been tested. That, to me, is going to be the most interesting on appeal.
Now, how long will this trial itself take before given to the jury?
It's probably going to last a minimum of 2 weeks. We know that because we have a good idea of the witnesses who will be testifying. We know that Michael Cohen is going to be testifying. His testimony will take at least several days. because there's lots to cover. There's lots to cross-examine. You remember Michael Cohen? That's the attorney who's Trump's fixer. He's also been convicted for perjury. He's basically taken every side of every position, and all of those inconsistencies will be brought out by the Trump defense team. Also, you've got David Pecker, who's the publisher of the National Enquirer. He will be testifying in detail. That will take several days. Stormy Daniels will take several days. Karen McDougal will probably be a one-day witness. But Hope Hicks, this is the person who's not really getting any attention. Hope Hicks is the former communications director for Trump. She's going to be testifying about a phone call she had with Trump in 2016 after the Access Hollywood video was released. And that's really the prosecution's foundation, that this hush money was paid in order to have a campaign-related benefit. And if the prosecution can't prove that, then the rest of this case crumbles like a house of cards.
So we get to the, now, as you mentioned, it's all about appeal after the verdict. But when the verdict is called, if he is found guilty in this trial, what kind of punishment is the former president looking at? What's the max that could be thrown at him in this case?
Well, there are a total of 34 counts here, but most of these counts, and that's always deceptive anytime there's a prosecution, because there are multiple crimes that are, in essence, being prosecuted for the exact same activity. And so all of those get folded into themselves when it comes to sentencing time. So if former President Trump is convicted, the maximum amount of time he could serve, given the 34 charges, would be a maximum of 4 years. But then there's two problems with that. Number one, this is a man who's never been convicted of any crime before, so that would have to be taken into consideration. Secondly, this is not just an ordinary citizen, but a former president who's entitled to Secret Service protection. How do we handle sending someone to prison when they're entitled to Secret Service protection? These are questions that have never been answered, and so we don't know how that would play out in terms of sentencing or in terms of whether he would be sentenced to house arrest because of his Secret Service protection. All of those are just unknowns, Joe.
Brad, you know, we've heard the Trump team repeatedly call for the judge in this case to recuse himself. Obviously, he has said no, he's going to continue going on. Is that something we'll see more of, or is that kind of end at the jury selection?
No, that is over at this point, but that will absolutely be an issue on appeal because the judge's daughter runs a political organization that is aligned with Democrats, and this is the judge's daughter. So the question becomes, is that sufficient of a bias to force him to recuse himself? The judge has denied it, but that will be an issue on appeal. Another issue, an enormous issue on appeal, is change of venue, because Manhattan and New York City is notorious for being very left-leaning, and the fact that Trump is there, the fact that his businesses are there, could lead to a bias. And the judge has repeatedly declined a change of venue as recently as last week, a motion to change venue. That will also be an issue. That's why there's going to be this could be a law school exam when this case ultimately goes up on appeal because of all of the issues that will have to be addressed by the appellate courts.
Now, the New York case, as we've been talking about, starts Monday. How does this run close to any of the other cases that Trump is facing? Are any of them as close to getting going as this one is?
Yeah, absolutely none of them. I had a year ago predicted that the documents case of Mar-a-Lago would be the first to go to trial because it was the simplest to adjudicate. But that has proven not to be the case, because the judge over the Mar-a-Lago document obstruction case has continued to schedule motions and the parties have done these. So the judge hasn't been as strict at setting a case for trial. And so none of the other cases are currently set on any trial on the criminal cases pending. And so I don't foresee any other cases proceeding to trial before the election other than this one, which starts tomorrow.
And, you know, so say November, let's just say hypothetically Trump is elected. How do those other cases proceed if they don't start until after the election? How does that change things?
Right. Well, a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. What happens is something that's called tolls the statute. In other words, everything goes on autopilot and nothing happens as long as a person is a sitting president. It doesn't eliminate them. It doesn't make them go away. It simply sits and waits until the president's term is over. Since President Trump has already served one term, the maximum that he could serve under the Constitution is an additional one term. So in essence, if President Trump is elected in November and he takes office in January, then at that point, all criminal cases are suspended until he leaves office.
Oh, very interesting. Brad, you and I have been talking about these cases. I believe the first time we talked was a year ago, and I don't see it ending anytime soon.
No, this is not going away anytime soon. And this also demonstrates, you know, the public sometimes thinks that you mentioned law and order, that real justice is like law and order. Nothing is like law and order. It's entertaining. I love watching Law and Order, but it's simply not reality. And this demonstrates it, particularly in terms of how you get cases to trial. It's very difficult. It's time consuming. And the public now sees that playing out in real time.
I'm telling you, I Ben Matlock was able to do so many cases in one season.
He was, and you know what? He always wore the same suit.
He did.
He always wore the same suit. He had a whole closet full of light blue suits, and that's not real either.
No, he was a simple man. Hey, Brad, always great catching up with you. Look forward to talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.